So St. Louis is the home this week to the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. And Christine Brennan is in town covering them for USA Today and ESPN and ABC TV. Christine is the author of two of the best books ever written about the world of figure skating, The Edge of Glory and Inside Edge. She has spent more time at skating rinks without actually getting on the ice than anyone since Jeff Gillooly. And I'm happy to have her back on the Paul Harris Show. Hi, Christine.
Paul, it's great to be with you. That was the best description I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
All my time around skating.
It just gives me a chance to say Gillooly, which is always fun.
It's the greatest name, and that's 12 years ago now. Isn't that unbelievable, Tanya, Nancy, that whole thing? 12 years.
And there's actually a connection between that event and this week, right?
Yes, in terms of Michelle Kwan. The storyline, of course, the women's competition here in St. Louis, which is going to be great, even though Michelle Kwan isn't here. But she has been, you know, the 10,000-pound gorilla in this sport. I say that only as the greatest compliment. 9-time U.S. national champ, Paul, the 5-time world champ, 2-time Olympic medalist. She's injured. She's not here. But she says she can be ready in time for the Olympics, and very likely the International Committee of U.S. Skating will put her on the team and knock off the third-place finisher Saturday night. And everyone might be saying, well, wait a minute. This is not fair. What's the precedent? Well, here's the precedent. 1994, that year, Tanya Nancy Kerrigan, of course, was injured by the thugs, including Jeff Gillooly, Tanya's friends and ex-husbands and all of that. And Nancy Kerrigan was placed on the Olympic team by that same International Committee. And who was knocked off but a little 13-year-old girl who would have her day in skating someday, and that, of course, was Michelle Kwan. Handled it beautifully, never complained, never filed a lawsuit, did her job, hoped to be the alternate, turned out it wasn't going to be. She went home and, of course, went on to greater things in skating. So she was knocked off in 94. I personally think she should be put on if she's ready in 2006.
Do you think that they will put her on, and secondarily, do you think that she can win?
I do think they'll put her on. I think, you know, maybe a Lifetime Achievement Award, maybe even more than her ability of the last year or two, Paul, because she's 25, and that's old in women's skating. Yet as she has been so dominant, I think she still deserves it. The next question of whether she'll actually be able to make it. She's been injured twice in the last 4 months, a hip injury, then a groin injury, same leg, right leg. She's been off the ice way more than she's been on the ice. And skaters, if they miss a week of practice, talk about how it's so hard to come back. Well, Michelle has missed most of 4 months of practice.
Mm.
My sense will be that they'll put her on the team and that she, the ultimate sportswoman that she is, and she said this last week herself, if she's not 100%, she said, if I'm not 100%, I will not go. I will take myself off the team. I think they'll give her the chance, and I think she'll have a chance to see if her body's ready. If it's not, she'll pull herself off the team. They'll send the third-place finisher from St. Louis.
And then either way, by fall, she's doing Disney on Ice?
Well, actually, she's on the Champions on Ice tour that I think comes through St. Louis. It goes everywhere. Michelle will not be one of those people wearing a clown nose and jumping out of, you know, Daffy Duck's birthday cake. And I say that with the utmost respect. Michelle Kwan is one of the great troopers and gamers in this sport, representing the U.S. beautifully. That's why she's so beloved. Really respects the sport. She'll continue to do, I think, top-rate programs on the tours. But, yeah, 25 is, you know, she might even try to compete again next year. She loves it. This is what I love about her. She's like Katarina Witt in terms of it's competition. Yeah, they're wearing makeup. Yeah, they're sequins. It's beautiful. They're in dresses. Forget about all that. In World War III or Tiddlywinks, I want Katarina Witt on my side more than I would take a Washington Redskins lineman. And you know what? I'd say the same thing about Michelle Kwan. Forget the size. These are tough, tough, competitive women.
All right. Now, since we're talking about some history, we went back to Tanya and Nancy in 94. Let's go back to 2002 at the Olympics, where there was yet another scandal with the judging and that Canadian duo that didn't get the gold and then shared the gold, Saleh and Pelletier. Is that how you pronounce their names?
Pelletier, yeah. Saleh and Pelletier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there was this huge scandal because the judging was essentially fixed. Is it repaired now? I was going to say, is it fixed again? But have they repaired the problem?
That's right. Like asking Tanya Harding, would you handicap the field? You know, I occasionally hear questions of reporters, you know, to some skater, will you handicap the field? Like, oh, no. We've tried that already.
But down the lead pipe and get on the ice.
Right. Don't do this again. No handicapping of any field. Yes. So that's another misstep there with the fix. I love that one. No, they haven't fixed it. They haven't repaired it. And that's the amazing part. They've got this new judging system. Everyone's going to see it if they go in person, which they should because it's a great event, or if they watch on TV or whatever. You know, the notion of 5-0, 5-9s, and 6-0s gone. It's just 122.5 points, and then the next person gets 113.6, and it's going to be a big, confusing mess. But that's the new system. But they didn't solve the biggest problem of all. You probably remember the French Federation president told his judge, Marie-Rene Lagoon, the French judge, to do the deal, to sandbag the Canadians, put the Russians high, in exchange for the Russian judge's vote in the ice dancing. And lo and behold, the French team won the gold in the ice dance at that Olympics. So the deal was done. That was the Federation president controlling his judge. They didn't solve that problem. The Federation president still picked the judges. Why they don't do it like the NFL, make it an independent group, you pay the judges and have them be, you know, independently picked, I have no idea. So there could be controversy and scandal in Italy next month as well.
Now, who was the little girl who won 4 years ago? Was that Sarah Hughes?
Sarah Hughes, who I'm writing about for tomorrow's USA Today, actually. Now, she's 20 years old, sophomore at Yale, brilliant young lady. Her sister, Emily Hughes, 16 years old, exactly 4 years younger, so the age that Sarah was now, was 4 years ago now. Emily Hughes is one of the contenders. She's going to have the skate of her life, and a few people might have to fall back a little bit. But she's certainly in the mix, in the top five or six among U.S. women. So there's another Hughes, but Sarah Hughes is the one you're thinking of.
And what about Sasha Cohen? Is that
Sasha
her name?
Sasha Cohen. Sasha should win the national title. That doesn't mean she will. Sasha is a beautiful skater. Frankly, she should have had three or four national titles and a couple world championships and an Olympic medal by now. But she doesn't because she can't keep it together through the short program and the long program. Something always happens the last minute of the long program. She falls or stumbles or whatever. So if she can get her act together and just keep it together and stay focused and do all the stuff, she'll win the national title, but she's had the flu the last week or so, and she missed 3 days of practice, and that's significant because that she could be winded towards the end of her program, and the end of her program is always where she makes the mistakes anyway.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Christine Brennan from USA Today and ESPN and ABC TV covering the figure skating championships here in St. Louis this week over at the Savas Center, and they had some of the novices out at the Family Arena in St. Charles. Do those kids have any chance of getting to the Olympics?
Not this time around, but when you watch the novice or the junior competition, and I sometimes try to sneak in and watch a little bit, especially the junior ladies, they call it junior women, whatever, girls, and the junior men, boys, you are definitely seeing the future. You're seeing potentially the 2010 Olympic team for the U.S. So it's always fun to kind of see which one you might pick next, a little bit like, you know, rolling the dice and seeing which kid you might want to follow the next few years. But no, they will not make the Olympic team this time around.
You know, I think I may have told you my Elaine Zayac story a few years ago, but I'll tell it again here. About 30 years ago, when I was a high school kid, one summer I worked at a skating rink as the guy who played the music during the day. And then, you know, it was like disco Saturday night. And, I was the dumb little DJ. And it was a rink where a young lady by the name of Elaine Zayac did her skating. And each of them had their own little program pressed up on their own little vinyl disc in those days. Now I'm sure it's on an iPod for all I know.
Yes, certainly CDs, yeah.
CD. and so, you know, they'd all come in and they had an order that they were going in, and I would play them in that order so they could go and do their routine on a Saturday morning out on the ice. And Elaine Zayac's mother was like every horrible showbiz backstage mom you've heard of. She'd come in and yell at me, "When is Elaine's program coming on? It's time for Elaine's program. She hasn't been on the ice in 15 minutes. Play Elaine's program."
Yeah, there are a few skating moms in skating.
And Elaine Zayac had some success.
She went to the World Championships. And absolutely. She's been around the sport and is a revered past champion.
Yeah, what was funny about it was that Elaine always wanted me to play what was then a schmaltzy top 40 hit called Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day. It was her favorite song that summer. And when her mom wasn't looking, I'd play that for her so that she could just dance as she wanted to on the ice. But my question is, are there still those ice moms at these rinks and parents who are overbearing with their kids, and you see them especially when it comes to championship week?
Well, I know a lot of your listeners, Paul, would be shocked to hear this because they're Little League parents and they've never seen anything like this in soccer or baseball or hockey, you know, where parents strangle each other. But yes, there are skating parents. And you know what it is? The pressure is so intense. There are such a few opportunities for real greatness. And when you see a Tara Lipinski win out of the blue, you know, after a year or two of coming up and being great, but at 15, Sarah Hughes at 16, you know, you hope your kid is going to be the next great one. And so it's understandable. But, yeah, there are parents. Pat Lipinski and Tara used to run through the parking lot with Tara crying because she wasn't landing her jumps properly in Delaware. And you know, these, you know, there's stories like that, the legendary stories, a coach who would tell a mother, you know, I need to have your view from the very top of the rink just to see how it's all laid out from far away to get the mom as far away from the ice as possible. So, but again, you know, I don't think that's any different from what's going on in soccer fields and Little League fields in the suburbs of St. Louis.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, that's probably true. Yeah. Okay, so you say Sasha Cohen will probably win the women's championship week. Who's going to win the men?
You know, that's a tough call. Johnny Weir is the two-time defending champion, but he has had a very strange season, and he's an interesting character. Evan Lysacek, to me, is the up-and-coming American man. He's the world bronze medalist, kind of unlikely, but he did win that in March. That's a very big deal. Third in the world last year. And he's got his act together. He's a wonderful kid. He's changed his programs. He's, you know, got the coach and the choreographer of Michelle Kwan, Frank Carroll, and Lori Nickel. I mean, these people know how to have a great champion on the ice, and he's got a perfect team around him. So you might, if you want to go out to Las Vegas real quick and put some money down, you might put it down on Evan Lysacek.
Yeah, what are the odds on ice skating? Are they taking big bets, prop bets on ice skating?
Since I cover it, I know this will shock you, Paul. I actually don't bet on it. I'm not Pete Rose here, you know. But I'd have to say, Johnny Weir would be the betting favorite just because he's won two times in a row.
All right.
But he's had a strange year, and Lysacek, I think, is peaking at the right time.
Hey, we were talking about parents a moment ago. When is the book about your dad coming out?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's coming out in May for Father's Day. Best Seat in the House, A Father, A Daughter, A Journey Through Sports. About growing up in Toledo, Ohio, suburbs of Toledo, playing baseball with my dad, throwing the ball in the backyard. When it wasn't popular for girls to be playing sports, my father was encouraging me, and led to this incredibly bizarre, crazy, wonderful career and life that I have, and I'm so honored. So it's the first ever father-daughter sports memoir written by a sports writer, and it'll be out, Best Seat in the House, in May for Father's Day.
Your dad must be very proud of you. I'm looking forward to reading it. I hope you'll come back in May, and we'll talk about it.
I would love to, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're going to Torino next month, of course?
I'm so lucky. I am, yes. And listen, are you coming out to the skating?
My wife and daughter are going Friday during the day, and I'm going to be here doing the show, so I can't make it, but they'll be representing me there.
Well, Saturday? I mean, here's my deal to you. If you come out, I will take you personally around and show you the world of skating as you have never seen it before.
Hang on, I'll get your cell phone number.
Okay.
You know, how often do you get a sports writer who's going to take you behind the scenes of anything and really give you the inside skinny? I like that. Thanks, Christine.
Okay, Paul, thanks.
Christine Brennan, you can read her in USA Today and see her on ESPN and ABC TV covering this like nobody else does. And here today on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.